Recorded Books presents The Flicker by H.E. Edgeman, narrated by Kyla Garcia and Susie Jackson.
For Native kids, including my own, you are this world's most sacred medicine, and your future will always be worth fighting for. Chapter 1. Millie. It's way too hot to be doing this today. That's what Millie's thinking as she digs her stepdaddy's grave, June's sun making her sweat like a sinner in church. Of course, most days are too hot in a post-flicker world, and it's just gonna get worse as the summer goes on.
Ozone layer's not what it used to be.
That's what Carrie always says. Well, that's what he said. Millie slams the shovel into the dirt to keep it propped upright and rubs a hand over her face. She don't look down and left at the spot on the ground where Carrie's body is limp, a saggy pile of limbs. She don't want to look at him again, not until she has to. It makes her stomach hurt.
What are you doing? Why are you stopping?
Deep breath. Try not to scream. As pretty a voice as Rose has, Millie still don't want to listen to it, especially not right now.
Deep freaking breath.
She looks over her shoulder to see her stepsister standing at the secret opening to the tater hole, the hole in the ground they've been living in since the flicker, the mega solar flare that destroyed, everything. The opening is camouflaged in green and brown paint, disguised as part of the mountain it's built into. Right now, with it standing wide open, Millie can see the way a concrete staircase inside stretches down and down until it disappears into the dark. Rose, her stepsister, has a face as pretty as her voice, with big blue eyes and wild blonde hair, and it irritates Millie just as much. What good is being pretty when the whole world is over anyway?
I'm taking a break.
He's just lying there.
Well, yeah. Of course he's just lying there. Does Rose expect her dad to get up and dig his own grave? The question tries to climb up and out of her mouth, but Millie swallows before she can actually say it out loud.
I know you and Rose may not always see eye to eye, but she's a lot more sensitive than she seems. You have to be gentle with her.
That's what her mama said, weeks before she married Carrie and Rose became Millie's stepsister. It was only a year later that the whole world went upside down. But really, Millie's world was already pretty messed up to begin with. Still, she clenches her fists and tries for gentleness.
My arms hurt. In case you forgot, I had to carry him out here by myself.
Maybe she fails at gentleness. Rose narrows those pretty eyes into slits as sharp as knives. She opens her mouth to deliver some nasty retort, and Millie's shoulders tense in preparation. But whatever it is, she don't actually say it. Sammy, their 9-month-old brother, tucked against Rose's hip, chooses that moment to let out a wail. The chubby-cheeked, bright-eyed infant slaps pathetically at the button of Rose's overalls, frustrated he can't figure out how to undo them. Rose's eyes soften from knives to half-moons when she looks at Sammy. She sighs.
That was your choice. You think you always have to do everything yourself. I could have helped.
Yeah, okay. Millie has her doubts.
You were kind of busy.
Rose was busy sobbing and throwing punches at the wall. Even now, her knuckles are red from connecting with concrete and metal. Her eyes still puffy. Millie don't blame her. If she'd had time to throw a fit when her mama died, she would have. She just didn't. When her mama died, she'd already been sick for a while. Problems from Sammy's delivery that never got any better. Carrie did his best to save her. He went into town, looked for medicine, even looked for a doctor. But in the end, they knew she was leaving them. Millie was with her when it happened. She held her hand and told her it was okay to let go. She promised they'd be all right without her, because Millie would make sure they were. And then
Sample complete. Ready to continue?